Ready to ramp up your rebooking rates? Then you're ready for StayFi, the all-in-one solution for Wi-Fi and guest marketing that makes every guest feel at home.
Imagine every guest who connects to your Wi-Fi shares their contact info, not just the one who booked. With StayFi, guests sign into Wi-Fi through a branded login experience, your brand. After login, they'll land on a beautifully branded page showcasing your guidebook, local activities, upsell storefronts, and more. You're not just collecting data, you're creating a connection.
Plus, StayFi ensures verified guest data and separates guest and homeowner networks for security. And guess what? With their new email marketing tool, you can send unlimited emails, set up automations in seconds, and automatically welcome guests with email as soon as they log into your Wi-Fi. It has never been easier to keep guests coming back.
StayFi even integrates seamlessly with your PMS, making it a breeze to import guest data and connect with your guests in the rental or later through email and SMS.
So what are you waiting for? Get 50% off your first 3 months with StayFi using code TFV and start growing your guest list and boosting direct bookings.
Go to StayFi.com/TFE. That's StayFi.com/TFE. Let's elevate your guest experience together. You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation
and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, we have welcomed thousands of guests from over 30 countries, earning us over $1 million and garnering us thousands of five-star reviews.
We love sharing creative ways for your listing to stand out, serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode, we will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry.
Or we will share our stories of our own experiences so you can implement actual improvements to your rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home.
Hello, welcome back to another great episode. My name is Sarah Karakayan.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting.
And this is the
Hosting Hotline. If you want to get your hosting business question answered here on the hotline, we would love for you to do it. It's one of our favorite things to do is this episode. Go to hostinghotline.com, you ask your question, and then it gets answered. I mean, it's as easy as that. And today we've got a great question. I love some of you, though. You sneak in these two questions, but just fine, because we like to talk about hosting and business, so it all works out.
Hey, Sarah and Annette. My name's Donnie. Thank you for everything you guys do. Really enjoy your podcast and appreciate how professional you guys are. My question's regarding a new construction Airbnb. I'm building one in the mountains, and I was curious how far in advance of the construction being complete could I list it? I didn't know if I could use some renderings to put it up on Airbnb, since probably the booking window is more than 30 days. Well, that's the first question. My second question is regarding month-long stays. During the summertime, I feel pretty confident that I could book it for a month solid, a couple of months out of the year. So I'm curious, what strategy should I use to be able to do that? Hopefully right off the bat, the coordinator can invest.
Donnie, I love how you called us professional. I'm glad that's how we come off.
That's a win.
But if they could see, I got up and did it. I danced
she
when
did.
He said professional
just to make sure we're not too serious.
Yes.
At all times.
Congrats on the new property, number one. Thank you for the compliment. We will take those any day of the week. If you could leave us a review, that'd be awesome. So two questions. First, you're talking about, would you be able to use renderings to launch your listing? Let's dig in.
The answer is yes. You are able to do that.
We want to give a big, what's the warning? When are you going to open your calendar, though?
That's the thing. I remember I was coaching someone before, Donnie, about this exact same topic, and their renderings were gorgeous. And they had a professional construction company. Things were going well. And so we talked about that. And I think it's just best to be as clear and open as possible with your potential guest. So in your listing, mentioning that these photos are renderings and that you are excited to open on X date and your plan to make sure that you'll be able to honor those bookings, because we've seen it happen where, whether it's last minute or something major happens that you never could have imagined, and now you've got these bookings that you'll either have to cancel or just stress over moving to maybe a fellow colleague or competitor in the area. I agree with you. It's like you want to make sure that you are getting things started so you can get revenue as quickly as possible, especially if your booking window is longer.
Mm-hmm.
But just to heed caution and make sure that you are being conservative with those dates. For example, I know a company that they've got a lot of land and they already have properties open, but they're opening up more properties. And to help fund those properties, they will pre-sell the other properties and have renderings and video renderings of what they're offering. And that helps them with the financial process. But I just know that they're up again, that they create a timeline for themselves and they create
extra
pressure.
Right.
So just start with caution.
Yeah. And we don't know, you know, we don't know the financial picture. We don't know the completion picture. We don't know the booking window, but we would not be serving you if we didn't say proceed with caution. You might be putting a second layer of undue stress on yourself by knowing you have reservations. Because remember, in our world, we do not cancel. That is someone's vacation. That's someone's plan. That is, you
there
don't want to
start.
There are
people who disagree with us on that, but we have to have beliefs over here at TFE, and that's
but
what we.
You could definitely launch with the renderings, but we just want you to know you might have some additional. There might need to be an extra layer of communication with the guest. Mm-hmm. There might be a lot more questions than normal. You might even want to call the guest and remind them that it's not finished yet or that they're booking for something that will be completed. But you can definitely make that an advantageous thing, that they'll be the first people that'll be able to experience it. So just be prepared for maybe an additional layer of questions, or maybe people wanting looking for discounts to negotiate, since you aren't, you know, that you're still like, they might not be able to tell the difference in the renderings, but make sure that those renderings too are on point for what you're going to put, what the property is going to look like.
Yeah, don't oversell it, Donnie. The more you can be on point, and I'm talking about the interior too. Mm-hmm. We've had guests call us out on some things, that if you got a new couch or something like that. So the more on point you can be with what you actually plan on doing, the better. And I was also going to say that there is data out there that you can find on, let's say the booking window has passed. Would you really have to discount or lose money because you didn't book during the booking mm-hmm. window? Would you have an upper hand because your area is so well sought after? And if you have an available space, people are going to gobble it up, just to relieve the pressure a little bit too. I don't know if that's true for your market. You didn't mention what your market is, but you could find that information out. That's not so much in our market. Like if we miss our booking window, we usually have to soften the price a little bit. Obviously, we still want to stay within market trends. We don't let it go so low where we're leaving money on the table. That, and Donnie, I think another great question asked too is it too early to start building your email list? And it's never too early to start building your email list, so that when you are open, if you need to email people who you've gotten excited about your project, you can email it to them as well and tell them actually that you're going to open it up to your email list before you open up to the online travel agencies or people online. So it's never too early to do that and to plan whether you have a party out there for people who are going to help promote your property for you, whether those are realtors or local small businesses, that sort of stuff where you are owning the information that you're collecting. I don't think it's ever too early.
And that segues into question number two of the month-long stays. Absolutely, yes. I mean, if you think you can do it, number one, all of your guests that are staying for shorter than those 30-day stays, make sure you're collecting their information so you can reach back out and let them know it's available for 30 days. But our idea for you on marketing to the month-long stays would be to have an additional listing that's 30-day plus or 28-day plus on Airbnb, like a separate listing for midterm stays.
And then you connect them, Donnie, because otherwise it would be tough to change your length of stay settings at a certain time of the year. But then let's say you don't get that booking and then you've potentially lost money because you didn't get that booking exactly when you needed it to meet your 30-day stay requirement start date. So what people do is they'll create a listing that has the minimum stay of 30 days and maybe they have a listing that is short stays as well, and then you connect the two, and maybe you still make it not available during the time where you want to get that month stay, or as the booking window passes, you open it up for the short stays to fill it in until you get your month-long booking. But I think the even better strategy, Donnie, is to build that email list and start talking about it on your social channels or to local. I don't know who your ideal guest is going to be. I don't know who gets to go to the mountains for an entire month. Or is it nomads? Do you start belonging to Facebook groups where you have people who are work from anywhere and are part of that, the van, or not the van movement, but the work from anywhere movement? Start collecting email addresses so that you can market specifically to them and not have to stress about the calendar hacking that, that might need to go on to find that right renter.
Absolutely. And don't sell yourself short. Make sure you do the market research of, would it be more advantageous to have shorter stays even though it is in the slower months? Like, do that math, you know, and make sure you, this is for everyone. Make sure you understand your month-long stay math.
Mm-hmm.
It gets very exciting to think, oh, I'll be booked for a full 30 days. But you've got to make sure that you find the right person willing to pay that price that makes it worth it for you to have them, because you are going to have potentially increased cost if they're running electricity, the air conditioning around the clock. Their type of cool might be different than your type of cool. So just be prepared that there might be different expenses that go along with having someone there for a longer stay.
Donnie, congratulations. And thanks for calling into the hosting hotline. Again, it's hostinghotline.com. We'll answer your hosting business questions and get you thinking about Donnie's questions. If any of you have a new build on the horizon or a renovation on the horizon and you want to make sure you get filled the day you're open, trust us, with our glamping site, we get you. And that's been going in my mind. It's like, do I get, my husband is our architect company. It's like, do I get him to do the rendering so that we can like start planning and start building our website? And it's a whole thing that you have to weigh the pros and cons and where you put your investments in, because that costs money. But we also just need to get electrical, you know, to the property. So it's a lot. And sometimes hashing it out, talking to your fellow colleagues like Donnie did here on the hotline, is helpful. With that, I am Sarah Carrick.
I'm Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for additional information about today's episode. And please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Can we make you a personalized podcast playlist?
Head on over to thehostquiz.com, answer 7 easy questions, and get a unique to your hosting biz playlist of Thanks for Visiting podcast episodes to help you smash your goals.
The action plan and strategies that will elevate your business is one quick quiz and a set of headphones away. Again, head to thehostquiz.com and take our quick hosting quiz today.